I don't want to be a show off. I don't want to be too proud. I don't like talking about my achievement because it might just come across as being too proud. I don't want people to think that I'm trying to show off all of my achievements. Do those statements sound familiar? No, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, right? My name is Toyin Ayodare, and today on the Financial Freedom Show, we're going to be talking about when being humble, too humble, can keep you small. I'm going to be sharing this because I personally have been affected by this. This is really personal to me, and it's been a journey trying to get myself out of this. And I know a lot of people that I relate with who have experienced or are experiencing these issues. Actually, the last few weeks, I've actually seen more of this happen purely because as part of my, one of my businesses, which is an Icon Academy, we provide training to anyone looking to get into property development and investment and just and all them. So one of the things that I've been doing over the last few months is holding what's called an Icon Guest Series, where we've been bringing back those that have our previous students, those have been, those that have made a success of their property journey, following the principles that we teach. And initially, when I started off doing this, I struggled. Now, bear in mind, as part of a mastermind, we bring most of the people to come share the doing, but they're usually smaller groups. And when I started bringing out a lot of people asking, when we send out invitations to a lot of people to come do this, there was an excitement of, oh my goodness, yeah, I want to share, I want to inspire a lot of people, because I think that's usually very common to business owners. And being that one of the major things that I hold dear, I've always tried to impact that into my my mentees. So it wasn't a secret that a lot of people wanted to inspire that. But one of the major challenge that I experienced, and I found that most of those around me were experiencing, was the fact that how do I get about inspiring people to a large audience that I don't know where they've come from without coming across as I'm sure of. Now, this is, of course, you and I can say, oh my goodness, you're just going to be inspiring people. How is that sure? But when you cannot get out of your own head, you just feel like, oh my goodness, I don't want to come across as being too showy. I don't want to, when the imposter syndrome kicks in, when you start thinking, oh my goodness, my achievements, even though they're mine, I've worked hard for it, I'm struggling to tell it out. The lot of what ifs and the amount of emails and conversations I had to have to get certain people on board made me realize I had to talk about this. And I had to talk about this because I realized that this was conversation that has come about, but how much more opportunities has this kind of thinking mindset held some of my mentees back? And certainly, how has he held me back? For a long, long time, and I'll be very honest, I'll be open about this, for a long, long time, I was always been very careful, very unsure. I mean, actually kept the size of my property portfolio a secret. There was no reason. I am not a secretive person. I just struggled with the idea of letting people know what I had done over the years. And it wasn't because I didn't want to be proud, or it wasn't because I was very humble. I don't know. It wasn't also because that when I hear other people's, when they share that, I'm like, I thought they were lying. Not at all. However, at some point, I had associated being small, being modest, being underachieving with being humble. And when I started having conversations with a lot of people, although I'd actually helped myself over the years and I started getting, and I'd gotten better, gotten over some of those mindset, limiting mindset, I must tell you, I realized a lot of people around me, certainly people in from the communities that I come from, and these are like Black, I'll call it out, Black communities, Christian communities, some of the things that we imbibe have made it easy to actually associate yourselves with some of these misconceptions. The misconceptions that humility equates to being plain small. When you're poor, you're humble. Oh my goodness, where has that mindset come from? Where have we automatically associated being wealthy, being rich with something bad? How has that come about? Honestly, it baffles me, the kind of things that I was thinking before now. And trust me, if you come with me on this journey and you change your mindset, you would laugh at the things that you have thought about in the past. And so today I want to ask you a question. When does humble, being excessively humble, when does it keep you small? And at what point do you snap yourself out of it? At what point do you shake yourself out of it? At what point do you decide enough is enough? I'm not going to allow this behavior take food off my children's table anymore, because that was the point I got to. And I realized, why would that be the case? A lot of investors, people wanted to work with me, didn't actually know how to work with me, or what I or how successful I'd been over the years, or how hardworking I'd been over the years. And believe you me, whatever we want to think about it, the results sometimes speaks for itself. The results you've achieved would tell whether or not you've been hardworking, could tell whether or not you're successful. And many more people would want to work with you when they know you've made a success of the last few years. But, hey, we don't want to shine the torch on ourselves, do we? We don't want people to think we've been proud. We don't want people to think that we're showing off. And we keep ourselves small. We keep our results secret. We keep ourselves in a cage. Yes, I said it, in a cage, because actually you're keeping yourself in a cage. Now, when you start realizing that doing all those things, one, means you're not helping the next generation. You're being the best kept secret, which means success is far, because obviously we know the ripple effect. The more you're successful at something, the more your circle of influence, the greater your success can be. So we keep ourselves small. When does humble keep you small? Have you sat yourself down and thought about the missed opportunities purely because you can't bring yourself to talk about what you've done? I have met people who wouldn't talk about the achievement, the certificates that they've done, because it makes them feel like they're being pompous. Why? Think about the sweat you hard to get those success. Think about the hard work you put in. Think about how God crowned all of your efforts, and they were great efforts, with success. Why wouldn't you want to shout it off the rooftop if you want to? Now, I'm not asking you to be excessively pompous or overzealous about shouting. There's nothing wrong with that. If that doesn't align with your goals, don't do that. But don't ever make any excuses for your success. Don't ever. It's a big mistake to think that you aren't qualified enough to talk about your own success, or that you're not qualified to talk about your own achievements. There is a major impact on your personal growth and financial success when you want to be excessively humble. I use the word humble. I shouldn't be probably using that word, but I use the word humble because I realize a lot of times we associate those small, yes, hear me out, I'm going to say that small-mindedness with being humble. It is actually being small-minded. When you think about the generations that will be blessed and transformed and inspired and name it, by you sharing what you've done. I mean, you and I read biographies of the great ones, and we get inspired by what they've been able to achieve, the successes they've achieved. And yet we think it's going to be too much to shine the light on ourselves and show how we have done it, so that others can read about our stories and think, you know what, if she could, I can. It is small-mindedness. I want us to understand the difference between healthy humility and self-limiting beliefs. Because some of this behavior or pattern that we show are actually self-limiting, self-inhibiting. It stops you from growing. I'm so passionate about this because I was affected by this a long, long time ago. I mean, I would get interviewed by people, and it would take drilling upon drilling before I could actually talk about anything. And even when I did so, I would almost undermine my own success just because I thought that was the way of being humble. And it took a lot. Now, I can recite Proverbs, maybe African proverbs, biblical quote unquote principles, not, I won't call it biblical, religious principles that goes a long way to actually justify that small-mindedness. But they are the lie from the pit of hell because they are so untrue. You cannot be the world's best kept secret and be a success. No, you can't. If you are in business, you must blow your own trumpet, if I need to use those words. You must be your own best marketer. And guess what? To do that, it means talking about what you've done, talking about the successes you've made, and talking about the potential of what you can bring to the table. And it's okay to do so. It's safe to do so. Do not apologize for your own success. We must learn how to balance humility with your assertiveness and ambition in achieving your goals. Being assertive isn't being proud. Being clear on your goals isn't being proud. It is safe, it is good. And from today onwards, I want you to go on that path. Go on that self-discovery of what are the things I have done to actually keep myself small. What are the self-beliefs that I have had, confidence issues that I have had, that has affected my financial freedom? How can I combat this? How can I balance this with humility? How can I break out of such small-mindedness? Go on that self-discovery journey yourself and start breaking out of such bad habits one after the other. Trust me, that would be the best gift you can give yourself in this season. My name is Tonya Yodari once again. It's the Financial Freedom Now show. I hope and believe you've enjoyed yet another great episode on this show. The best way you can help me is to like, share, let everybody know this is happening. Share this with your family and friends. Put this on your WhatsApp status, on your Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn. Let people know this is a very great episode that would help transform their journey, transform their lives. Until next time, God bless you. Bye.
Hello, you're listening to the Financial Freedom Now podcast and bookcast, where you can learn how to achieve financial freedom, make wealthy decisions, and take strategic actions to achieve financial independence. Let's get into it. Are you looking to elevate your property development and investment skills? Icon Property Mastermind program will do just that. With coaching, accountability and group mentorship, virtual sessions, property site tours and more, you'll get the support and guidance you need to succeed. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with other like-minded individuals and grow your connections. So, why wait? Sign up today and become a successful property investor. If you have enjoyed this episode, please give us a follow so you don't miss out on future uploads, which you can catch every Wednesday. Until next time.